https://airnewsbreak.com/2EMZ6. Asking never hurts. Kaiser Permanente back in the hot seat over mental health care, but it's not only a KP issue. By Bernard J. Wolfson. 4 hours ago. I have Kaiser Permanente for my mental health treatments. I am bipolar with HIV. More to the point, what is causing much of my stress is that I am a targeted individual of gang stalking, which the topic is somewhat unable to be addressed from the mental health professionals at Kaiser, even though the definition of what is gang stalking mentions seeking help from them on this subject. Meta AI, what is gang stalking? Gang stalking, also known as group stalking or community-based harassment, is a term used to describe a pattern of behavior in which a group of individuals, often anonymously and in a coordinated manner, harass, surveil, and intimidate a targeted individual. Reports of gang stalking often involve allegations of unwanted surveillance, harassment, intimidation, vandalism, cyberstalking, psychological manipulation. The motivations behind gang stalking are not always clear, and the phenomenon is not well understood. Some reported cases may be attributed to misguided vigilantism, neighborhood disputes, personal vendettas, organized crime, mental health issues. However, it is essential to note that many reported cases of gang stalking are anecdotal and have not been substantiated by concrete evidence. Law enforcement agencies and mental health professionals often struggle to investigate and address these claims due to the lack of concrete evidence and the complexity of the issue. If you or someone you know is experiencing harassment or intimidation, it is crucial to contact local law enforcement and seek support from mental health professionals and victim advocacy groups. The San Bernardino police are no help with this Reddit post. https://www.reddit.com/stalking/comments/rin9c8/San Bernardino Police Department allows gangslish. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. They have done nothing about me being stalked and harassed. With proof. 6 police reports and nothing. Just laughs from the front desk officers. Sad. Go to comments. https://www.reddit.com/stalking/comments/rin9c8/San Bernardino Police Department allows gangslish. Please open and listen to this audio presentation on what is gang stalking. This audio has an expanded topics on the subject that might be of interest. http://retire.life/meta-ai/responses/what-is-gang-stalking/meta-ai-what-is-gang-stalking.org. This is my continued efforts at correspondence with KP resources in the public awareness of what is gang stalking. https://retire.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/disability-advocation-agent/kaiser-permanente-kp-org/index/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/disability-advocation-agent/kaiser-permanente-kp-org. Icon name last modified size description. Parent there, parent directory dash. Dear, NPINA/2023-12-05855. Dear, AUG-AUDIO-NARRATIVA/2024-05-31619. Dear, patient portal/2023-06-19407. Dear, VZM-SMS. Simple Messaging System, MSAGE/2023-06-19-1937. I still have no remedy for this issue. Writing to the public awareness of what is gang stalking is all I can do. It's an awful situation to live through. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. At GrewWeb Peace, a Bolding website administrator. Great reasons us will unite peace. I have been a targeted individual of gang stalking since I first identified the maladjusted cultural affect among my peer group in June of 2005. This is what we have to define it now. National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, research finding papers on the subject of gang stalking. https://bnlm.gov/articles/pmc7178134/. Int J. Environ Res. Public Health. 2020 April 6, 17, 7, 2506. DOI 10.3390/IGERF70072506. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan 1, David E. James 2, Jaden Roth 1. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of Stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. https://bnlm.gov/articles/pmc7980115/. JMed Internet Res. 2021 March 5, 23, 3E25722. DOI 10.2196/25722. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed method study. Andrew Lustig 1, 2, Envelope, Match Media Subjects # Gavin Brooks 3, Match Media Subjects # Daniel Hunt 4, Match Media Subjects # Results. The gang stalking forum served as a site of discursive contest between two opposing worldviews. One is that gang stalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gang stalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gang stalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted/affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Gang stalking is real. I wish the mental health professionals would acknowledge it to build up a coalition of resources. Thank you for reaching back in your mind. What would you do? https://pubmed.bnlm.gov/39365495/. Abstract. Understanding local worldviews is a challenge during clinical encounters, especially when they involve cultural references without acceptance from the medical community. Gang stalking is a Western cultural notion which refers to systematic harassment, surveillance, and torture from unseen or covert assailants or networks. It is not a real phenomenon compared with genuine stalking, but experience report worse depression, post-traumatic symptoms, suicidal ideation, and longer-lasting encounters. They report physical pain and impossible feats of espionage technologically orchestrated by unknown malevolent actors. Using conversational data from targeted individual podcasts, I explore gang stalking as a cultural concept of distress, CCD, by highlighting associated explanations, idioms, and symptoms. Clinically, gang stalking is likely diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenia. However, its association with frightening events parallels SESTO and nervous physical symptoms parallel open molar brain fog syndrome. Like many CCDs, gang stalking is a multi-dimensional phenomenon not neatly mapped onto psychiatric categories. Misinterpreting gang stalking cases as unique or isolated is a likely outcome even when they fit within a well-known Western subculture and techno-science belief system. Moving past prior, outdated notions of folk illnesses and culture-bound syndromes, gang stalking as a CCD helps in the assumption that only the other has exotic or non-psychiatric categories of distress. Keywords: brain fog syndrome, conspiracy beliefs, conspiracy mentality, cultural concepts of distress, culture-bound syndromes, gang stalking, open mole, susto. https://linkspringer.com/articles/10.1007/11013-024-09881-5. Ethics declarations. Competing interests. The author declares he has no financial interests. Ethical approval. This article does not contain any studies with human participants performed by the author. All procedures performed in this study were in accordance with the ethical standards of the 1964 Helsinki Declaration and its later amendments or comparable ethical standards. At end.